I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. El Paso County commissioners are poised to pass a resolution objecting to the idea of toll lanes as a solution for the Interstate 25 so-called gap between Castle Rock and Monument. The resolution was introduced yesterday and is expected to receive final approval tomorrow. In it, the board recognizes the assessment of a toll lane as required, but does not endorse the option, saying it would be a double taxation of El Paso County residents. Two parks in Colorado Springs will see some upgrades thanks to a $1.4 million grant from Great Outdoors Colorado. 91.5 KRCC's Katie Laurie has more.
About half the funds will go toward changes at Memorial Park. The Prospect Lake Beach House will see renovations and will include an information center as well as gear. Fountain Park will see new specialty bike areas. The funds are going to Out the Door Pikes Peak, which is a coalition comprised of the city, School District 11, and the Catamount Institute, among others. The Alliance will also use the money to integrate outdoor education into D11 using the Prospect Lake Beach House as one of its centers. The grant is part of an initiative that channels lottery money to outdoor areas and youth programming. More than $14 million is going to 9 Colorado communities this month. Other recipients include the City of Alamosa, Eagle County, and the Montezuma Land Conservancy. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Katie Laurie.
You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.